Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon to all of the precious brothers and sisters of Grace Christian Church. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I am sure you've been blessed with Paul's greetings here in this 16th chapter. They've been very, very instructive, very enlightening. And we're back today to talk about a man who is described in a very short salute, in a very short greeting. He is described in verse 10 of Romans 16. So let's do, as we always do, let's read Romans 16 starting at verse 1. Until we get to verse 10. Thus beginneth the reading of God's precious words. Romans 16, starting at verse 1.
Romans 16. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household.
Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Dear God, dear Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace with great anticipation, knowing that the God of heaven wants us to learn, to come to the knowledge of the truth. We pray that that would be so today as we study Romans 16:10. Holy Spirit, we beseech you to break down this text for us, make it plain, give us understanding, and by so doing, impart to us faith. Faith that if God did it for Apelles, he can do it for us. Bless us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Salute, Apelles, proved in Christ. Five short words. Salute, one, two, Apelles, two, approved, three, in, four, and five, Christ. Five short words. Salute, you know what that means, aspazomai. To greet and to hug and to kiss and to welcome with all joy, with all affection. That's aspazomai. Who are we greeting? Well, we are greeting Apelles. Apelles. Who is this Apelles? Well, the name is Greek. And the name means separate or excluded. When you're separate or when you have separated yourself, it's your act. You made the choice to separate yourself. When you are excluded, that is the act of someone else. So this could be a positive or a negative, depending on whether you're separating yourself from evil or whether you're being excluded from something good. People many times have excluded other people from something good, something they did not want them to participate in. So, again, it's a Greek name, simple meaning, separate, simple meaning, to exclude or excluded, and it was a common name. However, that said, Apelles is a common Greek name. That said, this man was an uncommon man. An uncommon man, a unique man, a rare man. To be uncommon is to be rare. To be uncommon means that you are a one of a kind, really. A real prize. If you are uncommon, you are a an uncommon man with a common name. Common name. Run-of-the-mill name. Many Greeks had this name. But many believers in Christ did not have the resume that this man had. So what makes him so special, you say, Pastor? Pastor, what makes him so special? Ah, the text says, salute, hug, and kiss, and embrace, and welcome with great joy our Apelles. Why? Because he was approved. Approved. The English word approved is dokimos. The Greek letters translated into the English, transliterated into the English lettering is D-O-K-I-M-O-S. D-O-K-I-M-O-S, dokimos. It has to do with being tried by fire. In other words, this man went through trials in life. God, the Lord, Jesus, put him through the fire. He went through the furnace of affliction, the furnace of adversity. The Bible speaks of a man, of a woman, who, when God decides to purify them and make them something special, a trophy of his grace, if you will, God would put that man through a series of trials, a series of tests. The one man that comes to mind immediately is Job. Now, you've read the story of Job. You've read the book of Job. How the Lord allowed Job to go through a series of trials. And in the end, Job was approved of God. Now, before Job was put through these tests, God was bragging on Job. God said to Satan, when Satan came before the presence of the Lord, God said to Job, to Satan, he says, listen, have you considered, have you inspected, have you looked at my servant Job? There is none like him in all the earth. He is a man who serves me out of pure motives, and he eschews evil. He excludes himself from evil. He separates himself from evil. He is a unique and uncommon man. And Satan said, yeah, he's unique and uncommon because, one, you have put a hedge of protection around him. You've made life easy for him. You don't allow trials and tribulations to come into his life, and that's why he's so holy. But, Satan said to God, I bet you if you remove the hedge of protection and you let me beat up on him some, I bet you he won't be holy for very long. I bet you he would curse you to your face. And God said to Satan, go have your way. Go do as you please, except don't take his life. Don't touch the man. Touch everything he owns. And you know the story. You know what happened. And Satan destroyed Job's family, destroyed his businesses, destroyed his personal wealth, destroyed his relationships. I mean, it got ugly. And Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And with his lips, Job sin not against God. And so God proved Satan wrong. So then Satan ran up back to heaven, and he had another audience with God. And he said to God, you know, Job didn't curse you to the face because you didn't let me touch him. Now, I bet you if I touch him, if I bring disease upon him, I bet you he'll curse you to the face. And God says, go have your way. Now, don't take his life. Bring disease on him, bring sickness on him, but don't take his life. You cannot take his life. And so Satan came down again, and he, you know what he did to Job. And again, Job did not curse God with his lips. And he was in that state of sickness for a long time. How do we know that? Well, turn to James chapter 5. Let's go to James 5 for a moment. And I'm saying all of this to give you a picture of Apelles. I know that the study today is not on Job. I know that. But I got to talk to you a little bit about Job so that you can understand that Apelles is a modern-day Job, or a Job in Paul's day. So it says here in James 5, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard, this is James 5:11, you have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end, or the last chapter that the Lord wrote on his behalf, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. In other words, he says, listen, you know Job's story. It started out horrible, but in the end, God wrote a happy ending for him. Why? Because God is the God who blesses those who hang in there and hang tough when adversity comes into their life, and they don't turn around and act as fair-weather Christians who only serve God when it's sunny out, but also can serve God when the storms of life come and they lose it all. So Job was not a fair-weather Christian. He was a Christian approved of God because he served God in the midst of the storm. He honored God with his lips, even when he was losing everything, including his own health. So Paul says, I want you to salute Apelles because he is approved. Dokimos. Listen, he's been put The word dokimos means he's been put through every kind of test. Satan has thrown at him everything, including the kitchen sink, and like Job, he has not cursed God. He has hung in there, and he's lifted up holy hands, and he's worshiped the Lord. Things have gotten worse, and the worse things got, the more he worshiped God. That's what he did. He's approved in Christ. Jesus says, well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus says, he's my man. Apelles is my man. I will testify that he has been approved. He has passed the test with flying colors. Now, let me give you a few scriptures. Go to James chapter 1, James 1. Look at James 1, verse 12. James 1, 12. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. That word temptation is not Satan inviting you to do something wrong. It's not bait on a hook. That's not what the word temptation there means. The word there means trial, hardship. Blessed is the man that endureth a hardship in life, who endures a trial in life, who undergoes the test and is thrown into a fiery furnace. Blessed is that man, for when he is tried, that word tried there is dokimos. In Romans 16:10, it's translated approved. But here the word dokimos in James 1:12 is translated tried. But when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So Paul says, I want you to give Apelles a great big hug because Satan targeted him. Satan put him through the mill. Satan jacked him up. Satan brought fiery trials against him. And in the end, he remained standing, praising God with hands lifted up. He's approved. He passed the test the way Job passed the test. He's approved in Christ. And this is why James 1:12 says, he shall receive the man or the woman that is approved, that is tried, that is not found wanting, but who passed with flying colors, that man shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord, which Jesus himself will give because he hath so promised to do to those that love him and never recant or deny his name. Let me also take you to 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy quickly. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 15, and here we'll find the word dokimos again. It says, study to show thyself approved. There's that word again, approved. That's dokimo. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know that God puts pastors and teachers through the test? Do you know that before I stand in the pulpit every Sunday, God either approves or disapproves of my preparation? Did you know that? Do you know that I have a heavy responsibility, not to the church, but to God, who ordained for me to be the pastor? Listen, every Sunday, I have to be approved of God. And how does that happen? Well, God sees me preparing all week. Study. Prepare to show thyself what? Dokimo unto whom? God. God is the one who says pass or fail. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know that word study? That means you got to listen. You got to study. You have to burn your eyelashes reading. You listen, you're up late studying while everyone else is asleep. While everyone else can sleep, you can't. Why? Because you have a word to deliver on Sunday. You have a heaviness in your heart. God has placed a burden on your shoulders to deliver, thus saith the Lord. And you got to study. And once you study and once you apply yourself and once you've prepared, God says, well done, good and faithful servant, for this week. And then next week you're back at it again. You must be approved of God. Approved, approved, approved. Every week the pastor is approved of God on different levels. If you fail to visit your members, God will say to you in that area, you failed. If you forget to pray for your members or you're negligent and you don't pray for your members, God will say to you, you failed. Now, you can be an excellent preacher and you can prepare wonderfully in the pulpit, and on that score, you pass. But if you fail to visit, you failed. And if you fail to counsel, you failed. And if you fail to confront the wolves in the church, you failed. So, you see, the scorecard, the approval of God, is on many levels. Every week is a new week to seek whose approval? God's approval, because it is God who makes these demands. So going back to Apelles, who was simply a man of God, we're not told that he was a minister. We're told he was a Christian, just like Job. Job was a father. He's what we call a patriarch. Job was a patriarch, a family pastor. That's what a patriarch is. And the Bible says that Job did what? Job was approved of the Lord. One final scripture where we find this idea of approval, this dokimos word, 2 Corinthians 10, 18. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 10, 18. It says, for not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. For not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended. You see that word approved? Dokimos, tried. Now, here's the idea. A lot of preachers go around saying, well, I did good this week. And they approve of themselves. And that's not how it works. The student does not grade the exam. It is the teacher, the mentor, who grades the exam. Each and every week, I cannot pat myself on the back and say, Michael, you did a good job this week. Now, I know the hours that I put in. I know the time that I put in. I know the effort that I put in. But ultimately, at the end of the week, it is not me approving me, nor do I seek the approval of the wonderful deacons and trustees that we have in the church, great people, wonderful people who love the Lord, my co-laborers in Christ. I don't even seek their approval or their commendation. I seek the approval of the Lord. The bottom line is, did the Lord approve? I cannot approve myself. I cannot say, you got an A on this test. No, at the end of the week, it is God who says, well done, good and faithful servant, for this week. I'll see you again next week. It's a week-to-week thing, believe it or not, saints. For the pastor, it's a week-to-week thing. For the church leader, it's a week-to-week thing. For the deacons and the trustees, it's a week-to-week thing. But mainly on the pastor's shoulders, it's a week. So here the Lord says, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, I want you to salute Apelles. He went through hell and back. That's what he went through. God allowed him to be a Job in Paul's day. And he was approved of Christ. Christ gave him a passing grade. Christ said to Apelles, well done, good and faithful servant. And at the end of the day, that's who we really want. That's who we all really want to be approved of, is by Christ. Well, we're going to leave it there. Isn't this a wonderful study, this Romans chapter 16? What a blessing. What a blessing to know that God uses all kinds of people. And that people, if you notice, Apelles was a different kind of witness than Paul. Apelles didn't preach, but he was a witness for God, for Christ, for the Holy Spirit. Paul was a preacher, and he too was a witness. And both men were approved because in their sphere of life and what God called them to be and in what God called them to do, one was an apostle, Paul, and one was a patriarch, Apelles, and in both their arenas, they were both approved of God. We're not all called to do the same thing. We're all called to lead different lives. But in your arena, are you approved? Does Jesus give the thumbs up to your life, or is he giving you the thumbs down? Are you approved in the Lord, especially when you go through physical or financial or mental hardship? What will God say of you and me? That we were only serving him for the goodies, only serving God because he was blessing us. But the moment the blessings were removed, the moment the hedge of protection was taken away, the moment Satan attacked us, we began to badmouth God. I hope not. I pray not. God bless you. I'm so excited about this series. It's an amazing, amazing chapter, this Romans 16. I leave you today with the Old Fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. And the next song that they're going to be singing is Leave It There. Leave It There.
He'll go with you.